So what exactly does this tree mean? If a child is born, say, at the age of 40, what exactly would the child be doing? Is that determined?
No. I mean, the thing is, he will reach the age of 40, or when he is at the age of 40.
Okay. Whether he just reaches the age of 40, or what he will be doing at the age of 40. What exactly is determined by destiny? Okay. See, let's try to understand this. Destiny is like the road topography in a journey. If tomorrow morning I'm going from here to Houston. Now, the road is already determined. But what I do as I go along the road, that is not determined. That means there are certain things which are determined, certain things are not determined. So, what I am going to do at that time, it is not determined. But it could be that, say, at the age of 40, I get a disease. Or at the age of 40, I go through some financial upheaval. See, when we think about destiny, we should not think of destiny as something which is frozen. Destiny is also dynamic. Dynamic means it depends on how we act and how we respond. Like, so going back to the road example, if it has rained and the road is slippery, at that time I drive at a breakneck speed. That the road was slippery was destiny. But my driving at breakneck speed was not destiny. And if my driving at breakneck speed causes the vehicle to skid over or fall into a ditch due to the accident, that was not destiny. So broadly speaking, if we try to get too much into this microanalysis of what exactly is this time, it can be paralyzing.
So even if we are slow, to your example, while we are driving on a slippery road, we are slow, we are very cautious, and we still get into an accident.
Yeah, that's also possible.
That's destiny?
Yeah, that's destiny. See, that means, let's put it this way, that in our life, in every situation, there's something that is in our control, there's something that's not in our control. So, whatever is in our control is what we should focus on. What is not in our control, we can understand if it is happening, there is destiny. Sometimes we will be driving very safely, but on the opposite side, a drunk driver comes and they hit us. Can't do anything about that. So, understand that. The point of understanding destiny is not to go into a microanalysis of what exactly is in my control, what exactly is not in my control, what exactly is going to happen when, what exactly is destiny. It's impossible to know that. So, for example, say some people, they have very weak digestive system. Just eat a little inappropriate food and their stomach gets upset. Some people, they treat their tongue like a conveyor belt. They put anything on that and it goes inside and they're okay. So now, we could say that by their destiny, so the first kind of people, they had a sickly body, a weak digestion. Other person, by their destiny, have a healthy body, a resilient digestive system. That's what the broad pattern. Now, it's up to the individual to decide, okay, should I eat this or should I not eat this? Will eating this be good for me or eating this not be good for me? So, all that we focus on is our choices. Destiny is not something which is ordained in terms of restricting our choices. So, the important thing is that we focus on our choices and choose wisely. Does that address your question? Any other questions?